food and breath are very important elements almost for all the different cultures. It doesn't matter where you are from. Most of the people used to gather around the table to celebrate life and to celebrate friendship around a meal. The Word of God this weekend refers also to food and bread. In the first reading, we heard how God provides food for his people in the desert after they have complained and grumbled against him and against Moses and Aaron because they were in the desert without nothing to eat. Then the psalm reminded us how God gave them bread from heaven. And then at the gospel, we could see how, we can see how many people follow Jesus because he has fed them. You may remember the gospel last Sunday. He gave bread to 5,000. So they were following him because he was giving bread. And asked Jesus for a sign. He is the one God, as the one that God did for his people in the desert. And Jesus will tell them that he is the bread of heaven and the bread of life. And he gave us a few lessons for our Christian life. People were looking for Jesus because they ate and they were filled. And Jesus said that to them very clear. And he said to them, "Do no work for food that perish, but for food that endures for eternal life." Today, Jesus is talking about priorities in our life. It can happen very often that we put our work and jobs, or even our obligations or activities that we have, over our family and over our well-being and over our quality of life. Often we can get so busy with so many things to do that we don't have time even to pray. Or we do not have time coming to church. Or we do not have time to meditate. Or even to rest well and sleep well. Or perhaps to do any kind of activities like sports, that they are very important for our good health. Not only for our body also, but for our own spirituality. If you are healthy in your body, you can be healthy in your soul. And sometimes we don't have time to be in contact with those that we say that we love. Then today, we should ask ourselves, what is really important in our life? Which ones are my priorities? What are the things that I chose to do? Because those are priorities and they are no obligations. You choose them. And you say, this is important, this is no. I will do this, I don't care for this. What are those priorities in your life? What is our motivation to follow Jesus? Why do we follow him? People were asking Jesus for a sign to believe in him, to believe that he was the one sent by God. In our time, many people are also looking for signs, for miracles, to believe. If we hear that somewhere there is a miracle doer, we want to go there. We want to see. We want to experience that miracle doer in our life. And sadly to say, but miracles do not always produce faith and conversion. Even those miracles done by Jesus, according to the gospel last Sunday, I already mentioned that, there were more than 5,000 who ate and were filled. And it seems that it was not enough. And they are asking for more. What is true is that faith in Jesus can produce miracles. Not the opposite way. But faith can produce miracles around us. Jesus revealed to them and to us that he is the sign himself, that he is the bread from heaven, that he is the bread of life. What a great revelation. Jesus is the one given. Jesus is the one sent by God to us to nourish our faith. When we come together to hear the word of God, when we come together to share the Eucharist, we are nourishing our faith because we are receiving Jesus himself. Jesus is the one sent by God to be the foundation of our spirituality. Many people are looking for different ways of spirituality, but we have it already. It's Jesus. If you want to grow in that dimension, spirituality, you must strive to know him, to know Jesus better, through prayer, through the reading of the Gospels, through personal adoration. We are lucky here in St. Mary's. We have the Blessed Sacrament 24/7. And it's open and available to whoever wants to be there. To go and contemplate him in the Blessed Sacrament. That is a way to grow in our Christian spirituality. Jesus is the one given and sent by God to strengthen our belongingness to God and to the church, the community of believers. He is the one that can move us to be ready for service. He is the one that can move us to go out of our safe comfort zone. We all have a safe and comfort zone. It's only the faith in Jesus, the one who can move us to go out and to be ready for service to our fellow brothers and sisters, sharing with them our breath and our life. He is the one given by God to love ourselves, the things that we do, and people around us. That first part is very important, to love ourselves, but not only ourselves, because sometimes only we keep it that. Ourselves, what we do, and the people around us. Heavenly Father, strengthen our faith in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to grow in our knowledge and relationship with Him, to be His witness today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.